This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 after the hour now, it's time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts for the week of August the 21st to the 25th, last full week of the month of August, believe it or not. We're encroaching on fall and Labor Day and going back to school and all those other things that may or may not affect our attitude towards some of the things going on. The top 10 stories I will review for you. I'm Doug Steffen, along with broadcast professional and evil thinker Joe Crummy. Evil Thoughts is daily podcast on iTunes and other places. And when we're doing this, we put this together. We edit the countdown together into a podcast as well. So if you want to listen to the podcasts of the countdown, just go to blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. That's it. blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. New every week because there are new stories and topics every week. The topics, the top topics of the week, number 10. And this week, let's see who else. So Rich McFadden is here. Victoria Keelan is here. And the football and baseball action. I don't think there's anything of note other than the story by John Cena this week, who has nothing to do with football. Did he play football, though? Did I remember? Cena played football.
I don't know. If he did, that's unknown to me. I mean, I've only known him as a wrestler.
Yeah. I think most people have known him as a
wrestler. But he certainly has the build for it. He could have played football.
Yeah. Victoria, tell that story about what we posted on the DJV website of him being around some of his fans and the accolades that were given to him. It's really kind of a sweet story.
It really is. The video, of course, is posted on the Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show. And John Cena was sitting down on a set, and the point of it was he was going to read thank you notes from his fans who believe that he's helped them throughout the years. And so as he read through this giant list of thank you notes and didn't realize that all those fans were actually in the next room there to surprise him. And so some of the stories were really touching. There was one little boy who had gotten a wristband from John Cena after a wrestling match, and then his mom had to undergo cancer surgery, and he gave the wristband to his mom to wear during her six-hour cancer surgery. So his mom was there with him, and she's now cancer-free. And it's just such a feel-good video to watch. Nice. And to see this big guy with such a soft spot and such a big heart just tearing up over all these amazing stories. It was really wonderful.
Yep. Sweet.
Wow. Hey, can I add something evil?
You may, yes. Spoiler.
I mean, it's a great story. I just want to talk about the Yankees, and they got in a huge fight just as a counterpoint to the feel-good story, if I could just be evil for a second. They got
evil.
A huge fight with the
evil.
Detroit Tigers. Oh, yeah. Evil.
Evil.
Gary Sanchez, who's been lighting up the Tigers, they threw and hit him, and they got into a big fight. What happened to Sanchez is he was punching out, I think it's Miguel Cabrera, who was on the ground, couldn't defend himself, so look for some kind of a big suspension coming. And that stinks, man, because he's hot right now.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be evil for a second. I know I like the story.
Nice evil
Tarius.
Yes,
it's great, but I thought I'd add some evil this morning.
All right, speaking of evil, is there a difference between naked pictures and nude photos? What's the difference between a nude photo and a naked picture?
Eddie Murphy used to say naked means you have no clothes on. Or no, nude means you have no clothes on. Naked means you have no clothes and you're up to something.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what Eddie Murphy said was the difference.
Okay, so Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn, there are some nude pictures or naked pictures of them. Which is it? Floating
I think
around.
They were up to something, so I'm going to go with naked.
Yeah, she's right. No, they were up to something. That's it. They were sending them.
So how did pictures, where did the pictures come from? How
do
pictures like this become public?
Well, they hacked Lindsey Vonn's phone.
Yeah. Right, and then they stuck him up on a porn site, which, by the way, I don't want to say that I have evil thoughts about it, but I don't see it being mentioned where it is, because I'm not saying I would look, but they have been taken
I believe it was called Celeb Jihad.
There you go. Thank you.
Really?
Let me write that down. What was it again?
Celeb
Jihad.
Jihad.
There's a whole section.
I was kidding. I think Doug's going to do it. I was just kidding.
Celeb Jihad. Okay.
Actually, I would say don't look at this.
All right.
Wow.
They don't have them all down. I mean, they have some of them down as far as I know.
Much ado about nothing. Right?
Tiger Woods. Vaughn, I don't know.
Here's the thing. I mean, what's funny about it is that he was able to get himself a girlfriend after what he had just been, because this goes back to 2015. I guess, yeah, at some point you got to give Tiger a break, but when was the whole thing with Tiger Woods? Was that 2010, 2011? And that was outrageous. And
yeah.
Well, didn't he dig his own hole? Doesn't he deserve whatever trouble he had as a result of that was completely of his own doing, or was his wife
co-conspirator? Right, but isn't there a statute of limitations on it, though, after a while? It's like, okay, he was evil and bad in 2010. I mean, really evil and bad, and had been evil
and
bad.
Well, spoken like a true guy.
He never gets to have another hot blonde girlfriend again? I mean, come on!
All right, that's it. That's the guy's point of view. Victoria, want to have your say from the other side? That's the guy's point of view.
She doesn't even want to touch it.
I don't have any respect for him at all. So
I've never thought he was any great shakes. There's nothing about him ever that I thought was
a great golfer.
Something about him. I'm pretty good at reading
people. He is a good golfer, but...
Yeah, but that's it. All right. So what's the old expression? If you can't say something good, let's keep moving. 13 past the hour, countdown show with a focus on your health and well-being at relatively low doses. Resveratrol induces a nitric oxide production facility in your system. But you got to take a lot of it in order to get the effect of nitric oxide. And so we continue to talk about the value and the virtue of something that's better, much better, super food, super beets. Why is it important for you to have the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable? It's all about healthy blood flow, healthy blood pressure. So if you are maturing, your body loses its efficiency around energy and stamina and those issues. So drinking a superfood will help your body get fed. You need to feed your body, especially your cardiovascular and circulatory system, so that you have blood going to your muscles and to your brain, so that you have energy at your core, so you can do the kind of job you're being paid to do, right? Nothing worse than going to work after lunch and going down, down, down. I get groggy. I want a nap. Whoop. Super beets. That's what you need. Teaspoon into a glass of water or a smoothie. Drink it. Minutes later, you'll have the experience that everybody who takes super beets, there's no one that I've ever met that was unsatisfied with the results of using super beets. I've never met anybody, frankly. I've talked to a lot of people, know my association. A lot of my friends, people in my family that use Super Beets, and they love them, and they do. I use them every afternoon. I get a little groggy. Super Beets or Neo 40, which is the encapsulated version of Super Beets. In that capsule, the same as a teaspoon of Super Beets put into water, only this time you put the capsule on your tongue, dissolves immediately, instantly goes into your system, and you get all that energy. And there's no drugs, there's no caffeine, there's nothing but nitric oxide from beets. Super Beets. And now your opportunity to get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets. Let's order at 800-655-4183. Shall we do that? 800-655-4183. Super Beets. Guaranteed or your money back. Get free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. You can order online at DougLikesBeets.com. It's a good place to go if you want to get more information about Super Beets, how they work in specific terms. I can't tell you everything in a 60 or 70 second conversation, but I can get you intrigued. Get more information and order at DougLikesBeets.com, or get your free 30-day supply of Super Beets at 800-655-4183. The Top Radio Countdown.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Yes. All right. 17 after the hour. Evil thoughts, Joe Crummy. Sweet thoughts, Victoria Keelan. Although it's that's a sexist thing. Why should women always have the sweet thoughts? Women can have tough, evil thoughts. Victoria, you're capable of evil thoughts.
Of course.
All right. Do you have evil thoughts? No, that's good.
She has some, yeah, from time to time. Let's get to number 8, the countdown, focusing on the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. The Powerball winner is a lady from Massachusetts. She actually takes home $338 million, makes her wealthier than Beyonce and Taylor Swift, among other stars, immediately overnight. And all the conversation is about what do you do? How do you have a life when you go from having a salary as a nurse in a hospital to having $338 million in cash? What do you do? Most people, I do, whenever I buy a ticket for the Powerball or Mega Million, I spend the time dreaming about what I'm going to do with it, who am I going to help, how's it going to work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, but I don't think you're ever prepared for it. How can you be prepared? You don't know what it's like till you actually have it, right?
You know what? Yeah, that is true. But you know what? Can I say something about this woman who has all this money?
Sure.
Well, I don't care about her problems. You know what I care about? I care about when I'm at a 7-Eleven or a convenience store and this Powerball thing like this is out of control and all I want is a quart of milk and I'm trying to get my...
I don't care
about this rich lady. She's fine, okay? I'm worried about me, okay? All I want is a quart of milk and there are 50 people. Their chances of winning are what? 1 in 292 million. And I'm thinking, you know what? My chance of needing milk is 1 in 1 right now. So can I go to the front of the line? That's what I want to say.
Why do they have 2 lines in that circumstance? They should have a line for the Powerball or the Mega Millions and then for doing regular business. Yeah, that's not good management on their part. I bet a lot of people feel that way. Actually, Victoria, did you buy a ticket this time?
No, I didn't.
No.
I never do. If Lewis does, then fine, but I never remember to.
Really? It's not that important. You don't dream?
No.
Joe, when's the last time you bought a lottery ticket?
Years ago, and you catch a little buzz, but I mean, you know, honestly, I think it is the dumb guy tax. That's what I really think it is.
The dumb guy tax?
Yes.
The people buying all these lottery tickets that don't have the money in the first place.
I hate to break it to you, but you're not going to win, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody's going to win. Might as well be you, or me, better yet. Me! I want that money! Golly gee. 21 after the hour, countdown time.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You have haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, as the countdown continues of the overview of the stories that have made it into the countdown lore for this week. You can find the list, the complete list, at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. We move into Barcelona at number 7. I don't know what there is to say about that. Can't imagine anybody would have a meaningful conversation about Barcelona because it's just so much bunkum. It's the same old, same old. I was actually looking at Joe Crummy's riff on this to see if I could find it. You commented this week at Evil Thoughts. If you go to iTunes, you can find Evil Thoughts. My Skin Crawled is your overview of Hillary's new book. And she said that about, didn't she say that about Trump, basically? Her skin crawled.
She said that when they were on stage on the second presidential debate, that, and she says that in her audio book, because I got the audio, Trump had just talked to her a couple of days ago. I guess that tape had come out where he's talking about grabbing women by the thang. And she said, I'm on stage right next to him, and he's stalking me, and I'm really, really close. And she was really upset about it.
Huh. All right, but they were. Yeah. She wasn't upset when they were friends before.
No,
I don't know how friendly they really were, but they were acquaintances for sure.
Yeah. Well, they were smiling for the cameras and all that. But what I thought was, I'll attack her now. But I mean, what I thought was funny was, if you listen to what she says, she said, I wasn't going to let him intimidate me. And then the whole thing is about how intimidating he was. It was kind of like, well, which is it?
Yeah. All right, so let's see. What other things do we have here? Just to review this past week or so, the rally in Phoenix. Which is one of the, it's number 2 this week, actually, on the story list. What did you add to the discussion that nobody else thought of? That's what I'm always looking for. When I'm going to listen to a podcast, I want to hear, it's like a radio program. I want to hear something on that radio
program. You want to hear something different?
Podcast that I'm not going to get anywhere else.
Would you like to hear the local news guy getting maced?
In Phoenix?
Yes.
Is this somebody you knew because you worked in Phoenix?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Tom Perumian, who I knew from KABC, and then he works at KTAR, where I used to work, too, as well. And he got maced, and you can hear it. It's
really?
I've got the audio if you want it.
Got maced by whom?
The cops. He was reporting.
Yeah. You got the audio?
You want to hear it? Yeah, I'll bring it up right now. We want to credit KTAR for this, but here it is.
Tom Perumian, real quick. KTAR, Tom Perumian, who's right there.
Police are firing either rubber bullets or blanks at us as they're trying to move the people away from the convention center entrance.
So, Tom, are they trying?
It gets better, trust me.
Oh, God. That's a compressor percussion blast that has gone off. They're trying to move people out of here.
Yeah, well, I could go on, but, I mean, yeah, he got mazed.
So, what really was the, who's on what side here? Are the Trump people getting maced or the people that are protesting Trump being in Phoenix? Who's getting maced?
What happens is, right, the people leave, what they do is the protester guys hang around until after the rally, and what the cops do is try to keep the people, the Trump people, away from the protesters, which they did a pretty good job, but then the Trump people go away, and then the cops say, okay, everybody go home now, and the protesters going, not really, that's when it starts.
Yeah.
Right. They don't want to go home. And the cops are going, no, everybody has to disperse now. The Trump people were going home. They had their rally. They had their fun. Now the protesters are saying, we don't want to go. And then it's with, you hear Tom Perumi in there, you know, reporting on the showdown between the cops and the protesters.
Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go.
Yeah, right. You know what I would have said? Because at the end of the thing, they're going, you know, Tom, get away from the, you know, we want you to be safe. And I'm thinking, I'm evil. I would have said, Tom, get close.
Stay there. Yeah, it's your job.
Get closer. Yes. Come on.
Yeah. An interview with somebody while you're getting maced. It's a sign of the times. It really is. There's so much intolerance and hatred on both sides. There's nobody listening. People are talking at each other rather than to or with each other. And so I guess I wonder at this point what is the point of having these rallies? There's a side of me.
On whose side? On Trump's rallies?
Yeah. Why bother?
Well, he's campaigning for his next run.
He's not going to get elected again. 28 past the hour. Countdown time.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. And here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
Well, I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank account, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now. You're listening to Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, and someplace McFadden is lurking about talking about the Talkers list this week. Every week, 52 weeks out of the year, the folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, they are the ones studying this fantastic format. That's really what it is, a radio format. And the discussion of issues, things going on in the news, fake news, real news. I don't know, sometimes pretty hard to figure out what is what. The number 6 story, I'm just going to go back through quickly where we've been so far. Sports Talk Radio, Tiger Woods and his naked nude photos. Number 9, the Powerball winner. Number 8, the terror attack. At number 7, I'd rather see a discussion, because the Barcelona discussion of those things goes no place, a waste of time and effort and focus. A lot of people talk about the solar eclipse this past week. Joe, did you watch with any degree of interest? Did you have glasses? How did you look at this?
You know what? Yeah, that's exactly how I did it, and it was great. And I thought that it could have been an incredible conspiracy. It, you know, all those cheap glasses that were sold around the United States, had they been fake, right? And that you would have had 100 million people blind, and North Korea could have just walked in and taken over the United States. Yeah. That's how they have to do it.
Well, you know, these sunglasses made in North Korea. Is anything made in North Korea?
It's cunning, right? You don't take out Goliath by, you know, getting in a fist fight, right? You got to be smart. I'm thinking this is a conspiracy. This is Kim Jong-un. I'm going to take us down with these glasses. Did you trust the glasses?
They're I didn't have the glasses.
How does somebody hand you a pair of glasses and says, here, stare at the sun, it's all good. And everybody had faith. Think about that.
Aha. All right, so what about you, Victoria? What about your focus on the solar eclipse?
Well, it was very hard to not stare at the sun because it's like all day you just try to avoid doing what feels natural. But I didn't get any of the glasses or anything. But I was amazed that I was driving back into the city from, I was down at my parents' when the eclipse happened, and I was amazed at how many people were staring at the sun with no glasses at all.
Mm-hmm.
It just, people just all around the streets, just lining up, taking pictures, and no glasses, just staring right at it. I don't understand. I mean, I used to think that the don't stare at an eclipse thing was an old wives' tale, but obviously it's not, and I don't understand how other people didn't get that memo.
Dumb. Da-dum, dumb.
Yeah.
Really dumb, dumb.
Dumb.
The number six item this week on the story content list, the accidents U.S. Navy ships being run into by other ships and making a mess out of some fairly new equipment and ordnance, all of them avoidable. The state of mind, these people that are in the service that are supposedly trained for this, these boats are basically on autopilot, same as a plane. They flip a switch, and included in the computerized, I mean, this is what we pay $1.5 billion for, all this technology in these ships, so that you know what's around you and what's under you and what's over you. So the fact that they've had either the switch was off on everything, these guys were playing cards on the deck and weren't paying attention to anything, it's almost inconceivable in this day and age how these things, not one of them, but two of them, happen in the course of about a month, make us look foolish, make us all taxpayers wonder, what are we paying all this money for? We supposedly train all these guys, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 to train each one of the sailors. The more they go up the ladder, the more it costs to train them. Well, who's doing what? What the hell's going on here?
You're right. So, you'd think there'd be somebody on the forward deck with some eyeballs.
Yeah, they could see the ship. Hello, what are these people doing?
You know, we're not any farther than we were with the Titanic back over 100 years ago. You think of that?
Nonsense. It really is. It's real nonsense. Some serious questions need to be asked about competency. So the guys at the top, they fire whoever, you know, it runs uphill. So the rear admiral that was in charge of the 7th Fleet got canned. And so they put somebody else there. And the people who are running, the captains of these ships, get canned. But in the meantime, where are the answers? I want to know what happened. It's my money. Taxes are taxes. Taxes get used to build these ships. I want to know why. I want to know. I want an answer to that question. What in the name of God is going on?
Right, and you just know that there's going to be so much politics, and who's going to... I mean, what's the policy that you can put the thing on autopilot and you don't have to be checking it, or you need to have eyeballs all the time? What is that about?
Well, but the autopilot tells you, as with a plane, what's around you? The plane...
Isn't there radar that beeps?
Yeah.
Isn't that fundamental?
Hello? Beep.
What are these guys doing? And so many of them on the bridge, what are they doing? This is completely lacking. There's no explanation. Nobody's come forth with an explanation that makes any sense.
The only explanation I've heard is that they have fewer ships now that are deployed and that crews are working longer hours and that they're exhausted and greater stress.
Welcome. That's BS.
That fewer ships mean less time for home, rest, and training.
No, sorry. No, sir.
I don't know. That's what some of the senior, I guess that was a senior defense guy.
They want to spend more money. They got $700 billion in their GD budget. You can't find that. That's pathetic. To come up with an excuse like that.
I mean, how does fewer ships mean more work?
Ah.
I don't get that either.
I don't know, but right, I think that's true. But you would think, right, Doug, like you were mentioning the airplane analogy, that there would be a screen in front of some guy somewhere with your location and other objects that are close by. You think there would be a screen.
Yeah. That is so offensive for somebody to come back and say, who said that? Somebody in the service, somebody... Who? I didn't hear that, Victoria. Where did that come from?
Navy officials. This came from earlier this week, Wednesday morning.
Dead.
Navy officials said that.
None. $700 billion a year. Don't give me that baloney. That's offensive to throw that out there.
They say it provides a robust argument for significantly larger fleet sizes, which is what they want. That's what the Navy wants. So.
Yeah, of course they want. More. They screw the taxpayer around some more. Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Great for the military-industrial complex. Yep, not good for the taxpayer.
Notice, by the way, that it's that same vague Navy officials. Who's that? I mean, whose name is attached to that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Nonsense.
Where's the accountability?
As a matter of fact, I want less money spent because these people can't handle, obviously, responsibly, their what their job is. They don't. They don't deserve more money. They deserve less money.
Well,
fewer.
With that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. So I think we've had our say on that. Number five. Here's another one.
I don't want to get too mad now.
The Interior Secretary has submitted recommendations on the national monuments. This guy's name is Ryan Zinke. He wants to change several national monuments. None are to be eliminated. The Bears Ears National Monument, Grant Staircase, Escalante National Monument, and two others could be reopened for mining and drilling. I don't know what that's got to do with national monuments. They may be putting them all together, bippity-boppity-boo. I don't understand. At first I thought, okay, get rid of the monuments, and then I started thinking about it. They're just things.
Well, that's yeah. But you could make the argument they're things that represent such horrors in our history that it is easy to get rid of them.
So then why hasn't somebody dismantled Auschwitz? If you use that, I mean, go to Germany and see all the people touring that. Why don't tear that down?
That's different.
Why?
Well, I think that's an interesting point, though. You know what? When I was in New Mexico, I was in Santa Fe, and they have a statue in the middle of old Santa Fe, and it's about Native Americans fighting with the settlers or whatever it is. They put up plaques to put it into perspective alongside the statue, and instead of taking it down, and I thought it was very interesting, they put up some plaques to help you put it all into into context, and I liked that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Because they were talking about the savage.
We got a lot of simple minds in this country, and sometimes there is a simple way to fix a problem, and sometimes the problem fixes itself, and sometimes there's not a simple way of fixing it. I think there's some of these. It may be an individual case-by-case thing. What does rancor me is the use of the Virginia battle flag, which most people are not smart enough to know was not the Confederate flag.
That's
yet
right.
They refer to it as the Confederate flag, and they want it everywhere.
Right.
That I am offended by. We have one flag. The United States of America has one flag, the Stars and Stripes. The rest of them should all be burned.
I agree with that, totally.
Yeah. But maybe the statue's a different sort of thing. But no, all these flags, nope. It's like calling yourself an African-American. You're an American or you're not an American. Italian-American, Russian-American, Polish-American. Nah. You are one, you're American, and, that's kind
of... I disagree with, but...
Now she wants to fight now.
No. I just think that the difference is, I mean, technically, I would be an Irish-American. My father is from Ireland. But the African-American label is so different from all of the other ethnicities that you can say. It's a different... I just think it's a very different case.
I understand that's how you think, and that's okay. I don't disrespect you for it. I disagree, but I don't disrespect you.
Do you want
44 past the hour. What'd you say, Joe?
No, you got to take a break. Let's do it later.
I do, as a matter of fact, to talk about how to use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com. This is the way to hire. You got a small company. You need somebody this week, this month. Maybe you only hired one or two people this year. That's okay. It doesn't make a difference how big you are. There are some huge companies like Toshiba, UPS, TrueCar, IHOP, Allstate, PayPal, Dell, Avita, PetSmart, Macy's all have used ZipRecruiter because it's the fastest way to hire great people. Your company may not be that big. Maybe you only need one or two people. I'm not really so concerned about how many people you want. I just want to make sure you have the information so that you can find this. A lot of people used to go to the classifieds to find a job, right? I need work. Let's go to the classifieds. Nope. Don't do that now. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and you see what's available for jobs. ZipRecruiter. Use it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. On the people side of things, from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the industry, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, you can always get a handle on what's going on in the world of conversation radio by going to Talkers.com. Each week, they go through, listening to stations and programs and hosts, come up with this list. The people on the list of the top 10, Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn at number 10, Vladimir Putin, Bad Vlad at 8, I'm sorry, at 9, Kim Jong-un is at 8, Stephen Bannon is at 7, Joe Arpaio is at 6, James Clapper, haven't heard from him for a while, but he's now back focused on trying to convince people that President Trump is no good. Let's see here, number 4, Jeff Flake. and the John McCain story. Paul Ryan is at number 3. Mitch McConnell, the old fossil, is at number 2. Does he have a problem with Donald Trump? Huh? Number 1 is the Donald, and that's the list. No surprises there. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cash back bonuses of up to 75%, no fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cash back and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is the overview of our charts for the week of August 21st to the 25th, devoted to the stories this past week. The official list, in case we don't always go back to it as we have our conversations on the countdown. The sports talk radio items of interest, football, baseball, that sort of thing. And it's ancillary, I suppose this is sort of a quasi-sports story, and you heard it discussed on a lot of sports talk shows, as well as a lot of straightforward issue-oriented programs. Those nude pictures of Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn. The Powerball jackpot number 8. The solar eclipse number 7. Number 6, the accidents on board those ships out in the Pacific. Number 5, do we remove the Confederate memorials? Russian activity, you name it, that's the focus of lots of conversation. What are the Russians up to? Number 4. Number 3, North Korea. Number 2, the Phoenix rally. And number 1, the president versus Mitch McConnell. That's the countdown list. All right, 47 after the hour on the countdown to number 1.
We talk each other down sometimes.
Yes, we do. Sometimes we do. All right,
yeah,
so
talk you down, man.
The tensions between the Russians and the Koreans and all that stuff, that's become kind of old hat. I don't see there's anything new there. We were talking about the rally. That's number 2 in Phoenix. Number 1 is the whole business about the relationship between Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell. Seems to me like there's a lot of fake news there. I was looking at the Evil Thoughts podcast to see if you had something in here about McConnell and his relationship with Trump. I don't see anything. Maybe you didn't think it was worth your time. Right?
No, it's you know, I talk about it in the podcast. I didn't make it up on top there. But I'll say this, because we were talking about this earlier, Phoenix and all that. What's the point of Phoenix? You guys were talking about it. And then our number one story this week is Trump, I guess. It always is. And then now McConnell, they're not getting along. I think that's why Phoenix is important, because I think the inside the Beltway people look at Trump as a passing phenomenon. They know that even if he's wildly successful, he's only around for 8 years. But these people are career people. people. They're not leaving D.C. And I think this goes double for the Republican Party, too, because I don't think Trump is really a Republican. He hijacked the party. I don't think these people have any loyalty at all to Trump. I think if they perceive weakness or that people aren't coming out to support him, they would nail him so fast you wouldn't.
They're trying to nail him anyway. They're trying to nail him anyhow because he doesn't play nice. So that becomes a problem. But he's chuckling. He doesn't.
Well, I mean, that's, yeah, but that's putting it mildly. I'm not trying to nail him because he's a buffoon.
Well, that, that's your point of view, and a lot of people agree with you. And so that's why it makes for interesting conversations, as long as you can keep it civil and focused and on point. That's the whole idea of these conversations on the radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio at 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Means it's time for Tech Talk. And this is the arena in which we look back over the week, find the top five stories, five tech stories, in order from number five to number one, courtesy of the mind and talent and mouth of Victoria Keelan, who studies all of this. I could do it myself, but I'd like to spread the wealth around and let people get into the spotlight. So, Victoria, I encourage.
You're so humble.
Thank you. No place like home. All right, so Airbnb is at number five as we work our way to number one. Why?
Well, Airbnb had a big week this week. It turns out that Airbnb usage is larger worldwide than the top five hotel groups combined. And this is people really have fought against Airbnb in certain cities. It's illegal. It's really, they've had an uphill battle, but yet they're still available in 91 countries worldwide, and they beat out Marriott, Hilton, Intercontinental, Accor Hotels, and Wyndham's combined. They have 3.9 million listings, and Airbnb has a jaw-dropping 41 million listings around the world. Of course, the U.S. is still the biggest market for Airbnb with 660,000 listings, and earlier this year, they got another $1 billion in funding in May, and now the total valuation for Airbnb is $31 billion.
Number four this week, some recommendations for those of you who are readers or maybe ought to be.
Yes, if you like Bezos, Musk, or Zuckerberg, those are three of your favorite entrepreneurs, then you can now read some of the books that they consider to be their big inspiration. It's a new website called bookauthority.org, and it offers book recommendations on leadership, productivity, entrepreneurship from 150 of the richest people in the tech startup culture. So the site notes that Bill Gates reads 50 books every year, Mark Cuban reads 3 hours a day, Mark Zuckerberg has resolved to read 24 books each year, and Warren Buffett apparently spends 80% of his day reading, which I would actually believe that about Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
It's very easy. It's free to sign up. All you have to do is select your topic of interest. You can choose startups, project management, success, productivity, and then a curated reading list based on what these other great minds read will pop right up into your, it's connected through Facebook. So it'll keep track of how much you read. It's a really great free site.
Really cool. All right, let's see number three going toward number one, Twitter, and the hashtag.
Yes, the hashtag turned 10 years old this week. 10 years ago, if we want a snapshot of what was happening, George W. Bush was president. Beyonce's Irreplaceable was the big hit song, and Apple had just released the first iPhone. And so at the same time, Twitter introduced the world to the hashtag. Now, before 10 years ago, the hashtag was just the pound sign. Whether it was on a push-button phone or on your cell phone or wherever, that was just known as the pound sign. And it's taken over, and there's an entire new generation of kids who don't even know what a pound sign is. They only know it's a hashtag.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the hashtag started in 2007. It has since been used 1 billion times in tweets.
Wow.
So it's really amazing. A former Google designer is the one who came up with the idea. He said he basically wanted to use the pound sign for groups of conversation on Twitter, and he never claimed it as his own. He didn't copyright it. He said he had no interest in making money off of hashtags. He said they are born of the internet and should be owned by no one.
Uh-huh. All right, so there you go. Number two, we're working our way toward number one as we do every week at this time. It's a robocall deal.
Well, you know, robocalls are just the bane of most people's existence right now. People have constantly been saying they had to change their phone number, they had to change their cell phone plan, they just can't get away from these calls. It turns out there's a little bit of a silver lining. If you got a call between July 2009 and March 2014 offering a free cruise on Royal Caribbean or Carnival or Norwegian, you actually might get $900 back from the government. This is a big, major FTC lawsuit settlement. So you can go to our Facebook page. The website is right there, and you can check to see if your phone number is eligible.
Wow. All right, number one. The, I don't say usual, but stories about Netflix and now Hulu are always there. This one's not great, but...
No, this is not good at all. Yep, several cities and states are considering adding taxes to streaming services. So this would be Netflix, Hulu, Pandora, Spotify, any of your streaming services that are not taxed. This is now what's coming up before Congress. So I'm sure as people keep cutting the cable, they want to make the money back. They don't get those taxes anymore.
Well, there it is. It's all about money, right?
Yep.
Makes the world go. What is it, the old expression? Love makes the world go round? Money. And technology together. How about that? Put them both together. The Tech Talk Report. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.